You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
Well, I've had the pleasure to interview many moms and many sons, but today I have the extreme honor to interview a mom and her son, or a son and his mom, together. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee. You know what Coffee stands for. Conversations of Friends of Faith to Encourage and Equip. I'm Kim Crable, so delighted to be your host today. Well, it's true. Today we have a mother-son duo who completed an incredible, inspiring project together called 47 Days with Jesus. It's a story told to remind each of us of the gospel's impact enduring forever and whenever. So it is an honor, a dear honor, to be able to bring back my friend, actress, singer, and mom, Cassie Byram, and her son, whom I've just met, singer, actor, husband, and father, Jonathan Byram. Friends, come on in. Thank you so much for joining me. What an honor.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be back. And yes, so fun.
Yeah, Cassie, we did you. I was so honored to interview and meet you a few years back and your husband in L.A. And so now we get to come back and I get to meet your incredible son, Jonathan. So it really is an honor.
That's great. It's so fun to be back and to have Jonathan with me. This project we're going to talk about has been extraordinary in just how surprising it has been in so many ways, different levels. So I'm excited to talk about it.
All right, let's jump right in then. It's called 47 Days with Jesus. Give us some of the background work. How did you get involved in this project? Why did you find this worthy of your time and your talent? Cassie, Jonathan, either one who wants to go first, you all just answer that as you wish.
Jonathan, since you were first one in on the film, you should go ahead and tell your story.
Great, I'll start. Yeah, so there's a wonderful lady named Darlene Coldenhoven, who is an amazing singer and music director, and she called me asking me if I would be up for singing a song demo for her, for a client she's working with, and I get that kind of call regularly, you know, to sing a song demo for a project that's in development. And usually these projects don't go anywhere. I mean, generally, you know, there's like a lot of effort put into kind of the beginning stages of a thing. And then, you know, there's so many roadblocks in between the beginning stages and getting approval and getting funding and getting the right people involved and, you know, all of that stuff. And then there was another song. She called me, said, hey, that same project has another song. It was a few months later. And then a few months later, the same thing, another song. And each of these songs was for Jesus in a musical. I thought, well, that's wonderful. I'll do this, you know. And then the next phone call was, hey, they're making this into a movie, and they're wondering if you would be interested in playing Jesus on camera. And I thought, oh, okay. So it's normal for me to get asked to sing on things. It's not normal for me to be asked to be on screen. So this was a surprise and very exciting. And then pretty quickly after they had asked me and I said, I would love to try this. They said, would your mom be interested in playing your mom? And I said, I hope so. And I think so, you know, call her. Darlene knows my mom as well. So that's kind of the short, you know, that's kind of a summary of how we got involved. And it turned out to be just quite an adventure.
Oh my goodness. Cassie, how did it feel to be asked to be Jonathan's mom? Just be honest with me.
Awesome. I mean, I'm so privileged to really be his mom, but to be asked to play Mother Mary with him as Jesus truly was, it was almost like a shock, because it was such an unusual thing to happen. I've been in show business for a very long time. And actually Jonathan as well, he started when he was very young, doing some acting roles and so forth on camera. But then he had a lot of gap years, and now it's circled back around for him, which is kind of exciting. But to find myself on set with my son in these particular roles, a real mother and son playing mother and son of Mary and Jesus, was surreal. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. I even now, as I'm talking to you about it, I picture us, Jonathan, standing there over at Capernaum Studios and looking at each other in makeup and, you know, costume and ready to shoot and going, is this really happening?
It's real.
So tell us the story. Tell us about, for those who haven't seen it, tell us about it.
Okay. Well, Jonathan, I think you speak so well about the story.
Mom, stop it.
Really? I'm always deferring to him because I think he embodied that role so beautifully. And as you know, the film goes back and forth between present day and biblical times. Yeah. And they weave it together in just this beautiful tapestry about both family and the importance of family, the extremely precious sacredness of marriage, mm-hmm. and what that takes to keep it precious, mm-hmm. and then just the love of God and how that is the cement. That's that. There is nothing else that seals us together as in relationship than the cement of the love of God. So it's just, it really is a beautiful, like I said, a beautiful tapestry of all of that. It's kind of hard to describe completely. I think we want to keep some surprises for people who haven't seen it.
Of course.
But if you have seen it, it's really worth seeing again and again and again. In my opinion, this story just gets better and better every time you see it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those classic pieces that will always be remembered. It will be a legacy piece for both of you, I know. So, Jonathan, what about you? What do about the meaning, the meat of it, this what was your what did you find most personally satisfying in doing this?
Yeah, just to kind of sum up what my mom was talking about, it's forgiveness is this really strong through line for both the modern story and the Jesus elements of the flashback elements of this movie, and that was, I mean, it was very apparent when I finally saw the finished film, because there was so much of it that I didn't see, like, you know, at least half the movie that I didn't see because it was this modern day stuff. Then I got to play all the Jesus parts. So seeing it all come together is pretty magical, especially because for me, the through line for myself as an actor, you know, interacting with not only Peter and James and John, but Judas and Pontius Pilate and these people, you know, out to, I mean, everybody's broken, but there's people in the story who are kind of like, you know, key parts of you know, being against Christ. So how would Christ, and I believe that enemy of God is inside of my heart. I believe that I am an enemy and then drawn into relationship with him through his grace and through his love. And so I'm thinking, how did Jesus actually look at a centurion soldier, a high priest who was, you know, looking to trap him in the law, or Judas, you know, doing anything he can to get his political agenda done? You know, what thoughts? I mean, I know we all as believers go, oh, well, forgiveness, you know, love, forgiveness. But like, what is that? What thoughts were actually going through Christ's, Jesus's mind when Judas was walking towards him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knows what's going to happen. You know, he's one with the Father, and like nothing's a surprise to him. But there's this man that he loves, Judas, and Judas is about to betray him. So, you know, I could say the word forgiveness, but like then I had to actually stand there, you know, trying to portray Jesus and actually feel that forgiveness. Like in my best imagining of what Christ might have been thinking. So that was a very powerful experience for me personally. And then again, once I saw the whole movie, that forgiveness was this through line in the modern, in the family where we were seeing warts and all on this family. And oh gosh, so much of that I can relate to as well. as a father and a husband, it was just really, really cool to see how the Lord was working through my personal experience as an actor trying to portray Jesus and then the film as a whole. That's kind of what it was like for me.
The two roles that you all play, I mean, there couldn't be two more important roles, right? So how did you, is there a way to prepare? I mean, what did you think going behind the scenes here for our audience? What did you say to yourself? What did you kind of touched on that a little bit, Jonathan, but I mean, I'm putting myself in your position playing the mother of Jesus or playing Jesus. Like, how do you step into that role and feel okay with it?
Well,
is that a fair question? Is that a fair
question?
No, it's a really good question. And it's there's layers of answer concerning that as actors, but also for us on a personal level. I mean, I have to admit, it wasn't as much work for me as it normally would have been, in the sense that, you know, I'm looking at my own son going through these things. And so it was, I have to say, I had it pretty easy. The emotions just were raw. They were there. They were easily accessed. And I don't know, at the same time, when you're on set and you're actually, you know, doing a film, you're surrounded by cameras and lights and motion. And, we need to, move you guys back a few feet and do this all over again. And that's like after the 10th take. Okay. We need to, you know, so there's all of these challenges where you have to keep going back to making it real again each time. Mm. Now that's always a challenge.
Yes.
But as far as relationship goes, it really just wasn't any work for me at all.
I did think about that because I have two sons, and so many times, you know, I could see why seeing your son portrayed in that and seeing the hurt and the pain, I can see where that emotion would automatically flow. Mm. So I can totally relate to that. Mm. What about you, Jonathan?
That's just so fun that you mentioned you have two sons. We all have two sons. I have two boys as well.
Oh, yes, my goodness.
So do I. Yeah. So I have two boys.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I have a brother. So, yeah, my mom has two boys. Yeah.
How about that?
It's a two-boy club.
Two-boy club.
It's fun. It's
Jonathan,
crazy.
Jonathan, don't mess that up and have a third now. We're all good.
Well, we'll I don't know. I'd be okay with that.
Anyway, yeah, but being Jesus, like trying to step into that role, it was weird. It's almost like is it like okay to try to portray, you know, fully human, fully divine, you know, perfect person, you know, who I think of as my savior. And I just decided, you know, I just need to be the best version of me that I possibly can. Imagine what Christ was doing, and then thinking and feeling, and then kind of let God do the rest. You know, let the film be, communicate what it needs to communicate, and kind of put it in God's hands. But then, yeah, I mean, there was like real practical things like some historical research and, you know, about some of the specific disciples. And so, cause I needed to develop, you know, more than just like, oh, Jesus said this to so-and-so, Jesus said that to so-and-so. Like, I know that, maybe I've read it in the Bible before, but, you know, I have to imagine like, well, what kind of background might that relationship have had before? Was there, I don't know, family connections between them? Were there, were they from slightly different areas, and were they, you know, seen as different culturally? Like, you know, if I meet someone from San Diego and I'm in Los Angeles, like we have some stereotypes about each other and we're like, you know, not that far away. So, so just imagining that, you know, specificity like that. And then, yeah, but ultimately, you know, that's just the kind of nitty gritty nuts and bolts of the acting part of it. But
absolutely. Well, what about this? What did this role do? How did it affect you as a person?
Yeah, it, I can't remember the question I had now, but when I was preparing for the role, I had a theological question that I'd never thought of before. Mm. It had something to do with pain and the emotion of anger. Mm. So like, you know, I don't know how much anger would the Son of God have felt, you know, without crossing a line into sinfulness. I know for me, anger is pretty much never devoid of sin when I experience anger. But when I feel pain in my own life, I get angry usually. And so like, just wondering, I asked a theologian about this and we had like a discussion. There was no clear answer, but it was nice to talk about it. And so it deepened my faith. This is the short answer to your question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, do you ever feel like your kids are so much more intelligent than you? Because when I'm on these interviews with Jonathan, I'm always like, wow, I'm coming from just such a, kind of more emotional. And yeah, I just kind of felt it kind of a standpoint. He's amazing to me always. I learn something when he tells me about his journey with this film. I learn something every time. It's fun.
Oh yeah, it has to be. It has to be so emotionally charging, and just in realizing, hey, that's my son, and for Jonathan, hey, that's my mom. It's just that has to be very, very special. Let me ask you this, if it's okay. What did you learn about God through this process?
Oh, it was just more confirmation about his steadfast love, about his promises to fulfill our desires. And I think sometimes get impatient about that. And I know I do, and start to feel like I didn't get what I thought I planned, you know, what I had planned, but God is so far more interested in who I am, how I'm developing, how I represent him, as opposed to my ideas of what's going to make my life work. Mm-hmm. And, yet he continues to delight us and to surprise us. He wants to do that, just like we do as parents. We want to bring joy to our kids. And it was just another confirmation of how God wants to bring joy. And he also, you know, if you stay steadfast with him, he wants to shape your legacy. Yeah. In a way, just like you said, Kim, that this is going to be a very special moment in time and project that Jonathan and I are going to have for the rest of our lives. But it's also for our family. Our family gets to talk about this. And we've had some really fun dinner table conversations about it. And John and my two little grandbabies, my grandsons, they're going to get to talk about it. Wow, Grandma and Dad did this crazy film together. I mean, it's amazing. And it glorifies Jesus. It's just God shaping your legacy for you. And I'm sure you've experienced that, Kim. I have a feeling.
Well, not to this degree, but I think that is amazing. Like you said, this will sadly, but gladly outlive both of you. And it will be there, you know, for your kids and your grandkids. And I mean, what a legacy, you know, to leave. I'm hoping that my books might, you know, leave something, my thoughts, but it's not like acting. It's not portraying what you all have done. And I think that's just, I mean, it's why I wanted to talk to you all today, because the story and the family and all of that, I think that the enemy is really attacking our families and the whole forgiveness thing, Jonathan. It's like we don't see the need for forgiveness like we once did. We don't. It's like these family traditions are kind of being stretched and pulled apart. So what do you all hope? And I'm sure I know the answer, but maybe I don't know the way that you would put it. But what is your hope and your prayer as families see these movies together? What is your greatest dream?
My greatest dream is that people see a family in crisis and they see an honest portrayal of sticking it out mm-hmm. together. I mean, there is no sugarcoating the frustration and the anger and the difficulties that they're going through in this movie. It's not, you know, it's not some, you know, nice version of that. And yet they stick it out and they find their way. And I would say by God's grace and by his will to forgiveness, by his power. So we can't do that on our own. In my own marriage, I can't muster up the goodness inside of me to like make our marriage work. I have to rely on God to get us through stuff. And so I hope that that's what people see in the film.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, in that same way, my ultimate dream with the film is the impact of the film is that people will, you know, come back to God, that they will put God first.
Yes.
And that it will help them to face what we all have to face at some point, and that's our selfishness. Mm-hmm. And that yeah. we're able to really align our lives priority-wise, value-wise, with God's ways. And then they will discover, just as, you know, we always discover when we line up with his ways, that they are the best way for us, and absolutely. The result is always God's goodness.
Absolutely. Let's go behind the scenes for just a minute. Anything funny happen behind the scenes that you just like, every time you think about it, you just giggle out loud?
Yes.
What?
I'm sorry, is this okay? But this is about Jesus, okay? But you getting on the donkey. Getting on the donkey. Oh, donkeys are, you know, they're not that cute thing that we see in children's books.
No.
Where Jesus is so happy riding down with this cute donkey, this colt. They're cantankerous and stubborn and, oh my goodness. So that was really interesting.
Yeah, me and the donkey were touch and go at the beginning. I mean, I was nervous, and the wrangler, the guy in charge of him, Bob the wrangler, you know, he could tell I was nervous, and apparently the donkey could tell I was nervous.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe it's more dramatic than it actually was, but my memory is that, like, I was about to get bucked off of this thing, you know. Was kind of jostling around, and I was like, okay, time for a break, you know. But came back to it, took some deep breaths, and with Bob's help, I got on the donkey. I can't remember the donkey's name now.
There was a name. I can't remember. Yeah, she had a name. You were amazing. I thought you did so well.
Well, there's always, you know, we who watch the movies, we love the behind the scenes, and we know that things go wrong and fall over and you get giggle moments and so many things. So thanks for sharing that. You know, our time is winding down. And so I want to thank you for developing this, for putting your heart into this, for making it a legacy for all of our families to see. But Cassie, I have a question for you on a personal note. What was it like to do this with your son? What did you see in him? What makes it such a sweet memory to you when you think about having this with Jonathan?
Hmm. Oh my gosh, there are just so many aspects to this that were sweet and that were special. But I mean, I would have to say the way he treated me on set was very special.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Tell us about that. What do you mean?
Just in the sense that, and I think
I'm pulling out the tissues here.
I know. And I'm talking about my son. Okay. So it is going to sound like I'm kind of bragging on my son, but I feel like honestly, everyone on set felt this way, that Jonathan just has a special spirit about him. And I had so many people approach me about that. Mm-hmm. And especially the writer the writer director Emilio Palame, and the on-set director David Gattell, and Darlene Coldenhoven, who we've mentioned already, and then all the cast members, all the way down to not down but across the board, to, you know, makeup and wardrobe and those who walk you from your trailer to your site, to your shoot site. I had so many people just tell me how kind Jonathan was to them. And now he's the lead in this Biblical Times part of the story.
Yes.
A lot of times the lead actors tend to be very demanding, tend to be very, you know, am I looking good? Am I ready to go? You know, he was not that way at all. He was so generous, so kind, so complimentary. And I just heard that over and over again. And that kindness, that sweetness was also with he'd come up to me and put an arm around me. And it wasn't like he was avoiding me as his mom and trying to just hang with all the other cast members. And I don't know. I don't know what I expected. But I wanted to stay out of his way if he needed me to, but he wasn't that way with me at all. So that's my story about Jonathan, my sweet son.
What a special story. And you know, Jonathan, you know what's coming. You know, as moms, we sure do love our boys. And I can't imagine what that must have been like. So from your perspective, and what, of course, this will air not when it's around Mother's Day, but when we're recording it, it's close to Mother's Day. What is it like to have Cassie as your mom, and what was it like to work with her?
What's it like to have Cassie as my mom?
That's a dangerous question.
I have learned so much from my mom. She has shared biblical wisdom with me my entire life. She has been an example of steadfastness, going back to God in hard times, in good times, at different stages in life. Probably a lot of my quirks around the house are probably from her. I like things in certain order. I like things in certain, being in the right place, you know, I like an orderly home, despite the mess you see in my office. I got that from my dad. my mom and I have collaborated before. We made two children's albums, music, two albums of children's music together. My mom sang on. I just helped with music. So we're good collaborators. So this was another chance to do that, you know, in a different medium. We got to do scenes together.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was really cool. My mom is an experienced, good actress, and this was new for me, so I had her as well as others on set to look up to for that. And yeah, it was great. It was wonderful to have her there. And love you, Mom.
Love you too, sweetheart.
You're the best.
Well, I remember, Kim, on the first show I did with you, we did talk about that, the collaboration that Lifetime Scripture songs that Jonathan and I have written together. And remember, we had some fun with meter, because my site is Mamala Media.
Yeah.
We were talking about 2-4 time and 6-8, right, Jonathan? It was
Mamala Media, 6-8.
Mama La Media, and then we did it in 2-4. Mama La Media. So there you go. I'm repeating what we did on the first show.
Yes, I do. You are so talented, and it's like there's no limit to what God is doing in and through you. And of course, that is His promise of Ephesians 3:20. Listen, our time is up. I just want to thank you both so much. What a joy it is in so many ways for all of us, not only to hear about this incredible movie, 47 Days with Jesus, to hear the meaning, to have some behind the scenes, but then to actually meet Jonathan and Cassie and just hear your stories about it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving us 30 minutes of your very valuable time.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. Thanks for your wonderful questions and new thoughts that it brought up. It was really fun to talk about it.
Good. I hope to see you again real soon.
I hope so.
Bye. Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Oh my goodness. What an incredible duo, don't you think? Oh, and talented and love the Lord and leaving a legacy. And you know what? That's for all of us to do. So whatever this meant to you today, whatever the takeaway is, of course, see the movie, dive into your own faith, and continue to do what God has called you to do. Thank you so much for joining me today for coffee, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye, everybody.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrables.org. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrables.org.